From New Mexico, where dealing with the long drought remains a way of life, Weekend Edition essayist Kate Nelson provides a different perspective from Colorado's recent water woes.
The long drive south from Albuquerque to Elephant Butte hardly looks like lake country, more like the setting of an old black-and-white cowboy movie. You could ride a tired horse for days, up and down the foothills, no trees for shade, a lot of cactus, a few rattlers. Here in the desert, deep in the drought, that landscape could herald the fate of Elephant Butte Lake. Built in 1916 as a reservoir for dryland farmers, it soon became New Mexico's premier party lake. Jet skis, motorboats, fishing tournaments, beer. Every year, up to 2 million people drive past the cacti and mesquite to get wet. At night, they gather around campfires and whisper stories of ghosts, people who drowned, lost forever in the murky depths. Who knows what will turn up when the water drops another 30 feet? That's the plan for this summer. Open the dam and divvy out the dribble to parched farms farther downstream. It won't drain the lake, but it will come mighty close. You should hear the fishermen howl. After years of drought, they say, the lake is low enough. Algae swarms in its shallows, turning the water soda bottle green. Dust devils whip down the bloated beach. Any more, every man-made lake in the West can tell a similar tale. The dams that tamed the land also fed a westward ho migration, and it just won't stop. Not even now. This spring, the Interior Department declared 6 cities at risk for all-out water wars in the next 20 years. Albuquerque, Las Vegas, Carson City, Denver, Houston, Salt Lake City. Who's next? Los Angeles, Sacramento, San Diego, Phoenix, San Antonio. The list goes on. From Dallas to Seattle, we will fight over water. We've said it for years. We knew it was coming. Now we know what it will look like. Farmland that fades to dust, lakes that wither into puddles, cities that slap a tax onto every shower and every flush. And still they will come. Elephant Butte will attract at least 1 million people this summer. That's the official prediction. Here's an unofficial one. At night, when they gather around the campfire, the ghost stories they whisper will be all about a lake, its murky depths lost forever.
Kate Nelson is a columnist for the Albuquerque Tribune and a regular essayist for our program.